Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, tomorrow is Election Day in Georgia. We'll explain some of the key races. SNAP payments will partially resume as the federal government shutdown continues. And this week, construction will begin on a new 10,000-seat cricket stadium in LaGrange.
Obviously, everybody's like, why cricket? Why LaGrange? But they just haven't seen it. They haven't seen how passionate we are about it and the excitement around the game.
Today is Monday, November 3rd. I'm Chase McGee, and this is Georgia Today. The Trump administration has announced it will resume SNAP benefits, but will only pay out half the amount people normally receive. This after two federal judges ordered the White House to release emergency funding for food assistance. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock says that SNAP recipients should not be caught in the middle of the government shutdown.
I'm going to continue to fight for health care because it's a matter of life and death. And I'm going to keep fighting for these SNAP recipients because food is a matter of life and death.
Governor Kemp has said he can't legally use state surplus money to fill in the gaps in SNAP. Tomorrow is Election Day in Georgia. GPB's Sarah Callis explains some of the key races on the ballot.
Voters in all parts of the state will vote for two public service commission seats. The seats are currently held by Republicans Tim Echols and Fitz Johnson, who are being challenged by Democrats Alicia Johnson and Peter Hubbard, respectively. The PSC regulates the rates consumers pay for many utilities, including electricity. Mayors, city councilors, and county commissioners will also be on the ballot in several cities, including Atlanta, Augusta, McDonough, and Americus. Voters in State House District 106, previously held by former State Representative Shelley Hutchinson, will vote for her replacement after she vacated her seat earlier this year. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Voters can check the My Voter page website to find their polling place. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Jury selection is underway in the retrial of three former Washington County Sheriff's deputies accused of murder in the 2017 electrocution death of a mentally ill man who was walking down a country road on a summer day. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
When Yuri Martin asked for a drink of water on a blistering day at a house west of Sandersville, the homeowner deemed him suspicious and called 911. When deputies Rhett Scott, Henry Lee Copeland, and Michael Howell found Martin, they ordered him off the road. When Martin, with a history of schizoaffective disorder, didn't obey, the deputies deployed tasers. Martin would be electrocuted for about a minute and a half total before he died. The 2021 jury was deep into deliberation when they asked to watch officers' dash camera and bystander footage of the encounter before saying they could reach no verdict. The lack of verdict means the deputies can be tried again. This time, the Muskogee County District Attorney will handle prosecution in the trial, expected to begin in earnest on November 12th. GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
There have been a number of layoffs in Georgia in the past week. According to documents submitted to the state, Atlanta-based clothing retailer Carter says it is laying off nearly 200 workers. The company late last week says 189 employees at its Atlanta headquarters will be laid off starting in December, with other groups of employees scheduled to lose their jobs in late winter or early spring. The move comes after the company reported profit of $11.6 million in its third quarter and cited higher tariffs as one factor cutting into profits. Also, Atlanta-based Integrated Health Resources is laying off more than 100 workers after losing a state contract. The company is eliminating 107 positions at the end of the year, including specialists trained to provide community-based rapid response services to children and adults with behavioral health conditions, and consultants helping people with autism spectrum disorder. And in North Georgia, a carpet company is laying off workers at two facilities. Mannington's retail carpet business will be closing plants in Dalton and Chatsworth late next month, permanently laying off more than 200 workers. The company says the layoffs are a result of, quote, the continual decline in demand and unfavorable market conditions. Those caring for a family member with a serious illness often face stress, burnout, and health issues of their own. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on an upcoming event designed to help people caring for someone with Parkinson's disease.
The Caregiver's Guide to Wellness program recognizes the impact of families and the community when a loved one is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The Georgia chapter of the American Parkinson's Disease Association is hosting an event where people can connect with other caregivers and learn about self-care. Barbara Mooney is the Georgia chapter coordinator. She says caretaker stress includes taking on the responsibilities once shared by two.
That can include mental wellness, their own physical care, and maintaining their own independence and their own likes and dislikes.
The November 8th event at the Marcus Jewish Community Center in Dunwoody is free with registration. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Spelman College in Atlanta has announced it's receiving a $38 million gift by philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. The college calls the donation transformative and says it will go towards strengthening student access and affordability. In a release, the school said the unrestricted gift will help students regardless of their financial background and serve as an investment in technology that will, quote, enhance the academic experience, among other things. A New Jersey-based developer plans to break ground this week on a 10,000-seat stadium in West Georgia's LaGrange. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports it's expected to become a destination for fans of the world's second most popular sport.
Beloved especially in South Asia, cricket also has a large following in this country. That was evident during the Cricket World Cup held in the U.S. last year when hundreds of thousands of supporters attended matches in Florida, Texas, and New York. Developer Siddharth Das says that enthusiasm now will come to a city about an hour's drive from the world's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
Since we announced the stadium in LaGrange, obviously everybody's like, why cricket? Why LaGrange? But they just haven't seen it. They haven't seen how passionate we are about it and the excitement around the game.
Das is the driving force behind Das Cricket Academy in New Jersey, the New Jersey Blackcaps, and the Atlanta Blackcaps, a professional cricket franchise team for cricket's U.S. Premier League. He's working with the sport's governing bodies, the International Cricket Council and USA Cricket, to promote the LaGrange Stadium for games and training camps. But he's also promoting the venue for other events.
One of the exciting things that I always envision happening is Monster Truck being here at the stadium because of the space that we can provide. The way the stadium is being designed from an audiovisual standpoint, the lighting, all of that is being done in order to ensure that we can actually host concerts, cultural events. We'll open up it to everybody, whoever wants to host an event there.
Plans also include a FIFA-compliant soccer field, a hotel, food and beverage opportunities, and other projects backed by real estate giant C-League Enterprises. C-League already has developed a nearby resort and water park, Great Wolf Lounge. The new developments are expected to have a huge impact on Troup County. As to why cricket lovers are so passionate about the sport, Das pointed to its camaraderie, as in any popular game like tailgating events or watch parties for soccer or football. And he notes there is a shorter version of the game.
Because when you think about cricket, everybody thinks it goes on for days. Yes, that is true. There is a version of the game that goes on for up to 5 days. And then you have a one-day game. And then you have a T20 game, which is a three and a half hour game, very similar to a football game or a baseball game. So it does not take that long. It's very exciting. It keeps moving. And the beauty of all of this is, if folks don't know, that baseball actually came out of cricket.
The stadium is expected to be complete by 2027. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
In other sports news, Braves first baseman Matt Olson has won his third Gold Glove Award. It's the third time Olson has won the award for the best player by position in each league. He played every game last season and committed only 5 errors while preventing 17 runs. It's also the first time he's won it since joining the Braves in 2022. And in the NFL, the Falcons lost to the Patriots 24-23 yesterday. Atlanta's now lost 3 straight games. The Falcons had a chance to tie the game after Michael Penix Jr. connected with Drake London for a touchdown, but Parker Romo's missed kick sealed their fate. The Falcons head to Indianapolis to face the Colts on Sunday the 9th.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth
and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul McCartney will play his second concert tonight in Atlanta. On Sunday, he performed Beatles classics and some of his solo hits at State Farm Arena. 18,000 fans across 4 generations attended the 2.5-hour spectacle, which included the piano ballad Let It Be, Wings' rock anthem Jet, and a confetti drop during an encore from the Beatles' Abbey Road album. Becky Christo and her identical twin sister June saw the Beatles perform in Atlanta in 1965 and attended the Got Back tour show together on Sunday.
It's just wonderful that he is still here and still doing this. And really, it's about peace and love and doing the songs that everybody can relate to. We need more of that, especially in these times. Yeah.
McCartney last played Atlanta in 2017. Finally, tonight on GPB TV, watch the powerful new documentary, The President and the Dragon, which chronicles former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's decades-long fight to eradicate guinea worm disease. That starts tonight at 9 on GPB TV. More details at gpb.org/television. That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. If you haven't hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed. If you've got feedback, we'd love to hear it. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Chase McGee, and we'll see you tomorrow.